having worked in lots of different sectors in the private sector, for a nonprofit, in the academic world, including as well as that experience in the public sector as well, you know, I've kind of seen it from all sides. And one of the things that I've really recognized is that setting very clear goals is absolutely central to success in the public sector, even more so, I would say, than working in any other sector. And perhaps the most clear example of that is when I worked for Mayor Bloomberg in New York City. Here's a leader who is very committed to focusing on numbers and hitting goals. He was helped us put together a housing plan that set a very clear target, 165,000 units in 10 years. And it was amazing to watch the way that not only my team was galvanized, came together around that goal, but that it created real alignment with our partners outside of government as well, with City Hall. Everybody knew what we were focused on. Everybody knew what we wanted to be held accountable to. And our partners rallied around that and really made sure that they were focused on it as well. And in some ways were pressuring us to live up to that commitment. And so perhaps the best lesson about that I take from the work that I did before was that it really is about aligning everyone around what success looks like. And there's nothing like setting clear goals and targets to do that. We sat down with our senior team, with our partners, and really said, what's important here? What matters the most? What's going to have the biggest impact on the work that we do every day that is going to benefit communities around the country? And clearly, given the crisis that we're facing, ensuring that people could keep their homes in the midst of the most foreclosures the country has seen since the Great Depression, that had to be a goal. We also felt it was important that we have a more balanced housing policy in this country, and that meant not only having a goal about helping people keep their homes as homeowners, but also to make sure rental and housing was more important in the country. And I think it's very important in setting clear goals to balance helping people stretch, setting ambitious goals, but also setting very clear goals that in people's jobs, in their everyday work, they can feel are connected to what they do, that they're not ambiguous, they're not goals where they say, you know, well, 18 other things could happen, and I wouldn't be able to accomplish my goal. It has to be within someone's power to be able to achieve those goals. So it's that delicate balance of something that really stretches people, but allows them to really feel like they have it within their grasp to accomplish it. Well, I think it's incredibly important that we get out of the traditional silos that we have in government. And the truth is that the way families and communities experience housing problems, community development problems that we work on every day at HUD, they don't see them in silos. They don't experience them in silos. And so the way we solve problems can't be separating housing from healthcare, from lots of other things. The truth is, the main thing that leads to foreclosures and bankruptcies is healthcare costs. That all of these problems are connected, and we have to bring solutions that are connected as well. And so that's why I think it's absolutely central that we attack these problems in coordinated ways. But it's not easy. And you really asked about how that process went. It's been a lot of years since the federal government has been working in silos, and breaking them down takes real time and it takes commitment. You have to be very clear about wanting to make that progress and setting goals, timelines that are realistic, and making incremental progress. You're not going to make everything work together at once. So we've really focused, and that's why these priority goals were so important. It allowed us to focus on a few key areas where we could start that. What I will say, though, is just the process of setting the goals between agencies is amazingly powerful, because once you're counting things in the same way, even that process of getting to agreement about what we should count, how we should count, it is amazing the kind of information, oftentimes incredible inspiration that can come out of that, Because just within HUD, between the different parts of the agency, setting our rental goal, getting to the point where we could actually count all of our units, we learned things that we never would have understood before. How many units are actually vacant out there? It's not just we decided we were going to count how many units are occupied. We had never done that before. We had always counted how many units have been funded. And once we started looking at how many units were actually occupied, we realized we've got a problem here. We have too many units that are sitting vacant. We need to bring resources and change the way we think about working on these things. So that was very powerful in getting all the different pieces of HUD aligned. The work that I do and the work that we do in government, time is the most precious asset that we have. And I think the most powerful thing about setting clear goals and then tracking them regularly is it tells you what to spend your time on and what not to spend your time on. Because the truth is, if we're making our numbers, if we're on track in reaching our goals, that's something that I can go to sleep at night and sleep well, knowing that is making progress. But having an early indicator that something is coming off the rails, that it's not working, is what really tracking data is all about. It's way too easy to lose sight of whether or not you're making progress if you don't have clear markers towards that. And so I think first and foremost, what it tells you to do, it tells you is where to spend your time, both as a leader and also as a team, and where not to spend your time. I think the other thing that we're working on, we haven't gotten there yet, but it's absolutely critical, is using the goals to align all the different pieces of HUD. It's not just enough that I see the numbers every month, but what's important is that we have people all throughout the organization that are focused on the same thing, including performance evaluations. Everything that gets done around those metrics helps to align the agency as well. And I think making sure that it ripples through, not just from the high priority goals that we're looking at, but all the way through to how we're evaluating folks, what they're doing with their time each and every day to set their own priorities. One of the things I love about my work is that it is so connected to a mission that people feel. Everybody knows how important home is. Everybody knows that when you move into a home or you choose a home, you're choosing much more than a home. You choose where your children go to school, you choose public safety, you choose access to transportation and to jobs. All of those things are connected to our fundamental mission here at HUD. And so I feel lucky that I have an inspired group of people around me. So on the other hand, we're all working very hard, and you do have moments where you really need to inspire people. One thing I do is remind them that we have a president who began his career as a community organizer and is more committed to the mission that we have here than probably any president we've ever had, and that we're at a moment where the country needs us probably more than ever in this agency's history. And so try to make sure that they really are reminded when they need to be of the connection of the goals that we're setting to the big picture. And it's my job more than anybody to provide that big picture, to say, here's why this matters. When something varies by place, you have to really look at your goals and your targets in a different way. You have to think about, is this the right mix of goals for this place in a way that's different from what it might look like for somewhere else? So we have a bigger challenge in some ways, that it can't just be one size fits all. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is ensure that we provide some flexibility to field offices to make sure that they can adjust and refine targets so that they're appropriate to local communities, and make sure that we work with communities in setting those goals. That's absolutely central to getting our job right. One of the things I love about working at HUD is the direct personal connection we all have to to housing and neighborhoods. We all live in a place that's special to us, that's special to our families. And so each of these goals in some way is very personal to me. But perhaps the one, if I had to pick one among them, the one that's perhaps most personal to me is the goal on homeless veterans. I began my work in housing volunteering at a homeless shelter in college. And really even before that, as a student in New York City growing up, remember walking to school at a time when homelessness was exploding in cities around the country and asking myself, how could it be in one of the wealthiest places in the wealthiest country on earth, in Manhattan, in New York City, we can't find a way to make sure people have a decent, safe place to sleep at night. And that really, for me, began my whole interest and passion in the work that I'm doing here today. And so to be able to work with so many partners around the federal government to try to end veterans' homelessness is enormously satisfying to me and takes me back to the very beginning of how I started down this road in the first place.